Hey bitches, welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm your host, Natalie, and today is going to be more of a chill vibe episode. This is going to be like a big sister chat, a little pep talk, but as always, hot bitches respectfully listen to It's Nap Time, and I am so happy that you are here. So I was on a hot girl walk, as I do, about a weekish ago. And it was a beautiful day, and I used to have these a lot more frequently when I was in college and high school, where I could just like write pages and pages of like how I was feeling, or I would just record like voice notes of like, I don't know, like aha moments that I had in life. And that's honestly kind of why I also started this podcast, because I wanted it to be shared and create a community around my thoughts, you know what I mean? So this is my little pep talk to you guys on effort and how really nothing that you do is wasted. There's nothing really such as a waste of time. It's all really in our perception and how we view things. And I know I've said this multiple times on the podcast and I will continue to say it, but if you change your perspective on the world, your perception on a situation, even how you view yourself, it can save your life and it can change who you are as a person for the better, truly. So here we go. No effort is wasted. Some days you're going to feel like all you can give is 5%. And some other days, it's going to feel like you can give 200%. It's not about being able to give that same level every single day, because every single day you're going to be thrown different challenges. Different things, different situations, you're going to encounter different people. So it's just a matter of continuing to show up and all of those efforts stack on top of each other to create a solid foundation for you to work on. And even though some days it might feel like you're just throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks, that really is the beauty in the process and one of the most beautiful things in life. I know you've probably heard and will continue to hear to trust the process. And funny enough, the time where I heard trust the process the most actually was in college. And people would say, oh, trust the process when it comes to going through sorority recruitment, going through Greek Life Rush, through finding your forever home, your future home. People would just say to trust the process and it will work out. And I was like, that's like the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. But the older that I get, the more that I can understand what it really means to trust the process. And am I a patient person? No, I am not. But I have come to learn that it's not really all about what's happening right in front of you. It's more so about taking a step back and getting a bird's eye view of the situation. So often I will go to my friends, my family, my boyfriend, and just like complain about a situation. And they can give me amazing advice because it's not a situation that is weighing so heavily on their chest. So they can evaluate everything that's going on for really what it is. And they can see all of the elements, the factors, whatever, that are affecting how I'm feeling. But when I'm the one going through it, I can assign different weights to something like, oh, this is, well, all of this matters. Say there's like 10 things that are affecting my mood, but one of them is affecting it like 5%, one of them is like 80%, and the other are like ones and fives, and you get the point, adding up to 100. But someone who is not literally going through it and it's not their decision to make and it's not their own feelings that are stewing around in their head and their mind and their own overthinking, having that bird's eye view and being able to take a step back can help you see the situation or your life in a much better and more well-rounded way. Very much easier said than done, but as I've gotten older, and I know I'm only 25, but 16-year-old me, there's no way in hell she could take that advice and run with it. If 16-year-old me heard that, even 18-year-old me, they would laugh in my face, because one thing I always say is, the person I'm the most scared of is teenager me, because she was a bitch, but she knew what she wanted. And honestly, I will always love that about myself, is how like strong-willed I can be, and when I want something, I go after it and I hugely get it. But that is because I put so many like blood, sweat, and tears and sleepless nights and overthinking into it. But being able to look at situations in my past that used to keep me up at night, and decisions and situations and events and occasions and stuff where I would literally lose sleep over it or lose an appetite over it because it would stress me out so much. I can look back now with, you know, my couple more years of wisdom and be like, wow, like it really wasn't that bad. In life, we really don't know what's going to happen. So while that does suck to hear, and you know, a lot of us are type A, which I don't know if I'm type A or type B, but we want to know what's going to happen. We want to have some sort of control because we really don't know what's next. Whether if you believe in a higher power, the afterlife, whatever you believe in, no one knows truly because we haven't seen someone who has passed away and they've, you know, like reported back from heaven or reported back from hell. We don't know. So you just have to learn to take that risk, bet on yourself, take that jump, and just know that no matter what, everything is going to work out. And you're always going to have supporters. You're always going to have people who doubt you even, but you have to be there for you. An important life lesson that I learned was that, especially in high school, in my failed relationships, which thank God they all failed because I am with my best friend, my soulmate, and one thing I really had to learn was like, how the fuck can I expect anyone else to love me or know me if I don't even love or know myself? I'm not even saying fully that I know myself to this day because I feel like I'm changing all the time. I'm constantly trying to grow and evolve. But I have to know at my core that I am happy with myself. And if you are not happy with yourself, you are always going to be chasing and craving the opinion, the validation, the reassurance of others. Of course, it is so nice to receive reassurance and validation, no matter who it is. But if you aren't able to give it to yourself somewhat, life is going to feel so much harder. Now, some days I can fully validate and fully reassure myself, but some days I can only reassure myself like 5%. So it is great to have that validation from a partner, from a family member, from a friend, from a mutual follower online, from a friend that lives all across the fucking United States. You know what I mean? But if you can have some level of foundation where you know that even on your bad days, even when you feel like you can only give 2% to yourself, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever, if you can learn to stack on to that foundation and make it so that, say, when you have a bad day, you can only give 2%. Well, next time you have a bad day, you can give 3%. And then in 2 years, maybe you can start at 10% as your bad day. Loving yourself and showing up for yourself, it doesn't just happen overnight. I have always wanted to, there's like so many things in my life that I want to be better at. And even though I've worked at it for over a year, maybe it's only been a few weeks, maybe it's been a decade, I am still not fully there yet. But I know that slowly and surely I am building onto that foundation so that my starting point is higher than what it was last week, higher than what it was last year. Even if it's by 0.0001%, it is going to be a little bit higher. And my endurance and my ability to push through the hard days is going to be a little bit better and a little bit higher than it was on my last hard day, if that makes sense. Sometimes you're going to have enough motivation and excitement and faith to carry you through a whole week, maybe even just a whole day. And sometimes you might just have to rely on the faith and hope and excitement that you had and held near and dear to you a day ago or a week ago. Please, 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 I'm saying this to you and to me. Don't let how you're feeling in this exact moment, don't let that feeling and your doubts or whatever, your negative self-talk, don't let any of that creep in and be the main determining factor into making up your mind about how you feel about yourself or how successful you're going to be, or how worthy you are. Please stop putting your emphasis on how successful you are, how amazing, whatever, into your production level or your level of getting shit done, as they say, because that does not determine your worth as a human being. I promise you, especially if you are comparing yourself and trying to, I don't know, audit your life on a bad day. That is not fair to yourself. You are only going to make yourself feel 10 times worse. And there are already enough things in this world that are going to make you feel like shit. You turn on the news. You see something you don't like. You open social media. You see a horribly sad post. Your friend is talking shit about you. Your family member is, you know, talking shit about you behind your back. There are so many things and situations in the world nowadays that you need to not be your number one enemy. You need to not be the one that is bullying you from the moment that you wake up. Please, 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 please. I know it's so easy to slip into negative self-talk, but for my religious girlies out there, that is the enemy creeping in and trying to take away and dim your light. Please do not be your own personal bully. Like I said, there's enough of that out there. And the first time I really heard that was seeing, maybe I read a post, I don't know. I probably read a post somewhere saying, like, don't be your child's first bully because they're going to receive enough of that in life. But I'm going to take it a step further and don't be your own bully. You know what I mean? Because, like, while it is a learned behavior and, you know, maybe you hear someone in your life talking shit about themselves or talking shit about someone and you just adopt that mindset and mentality, don't be that person to yourself. It's okay to be delusional. It's okay to have big dreams. You should have big dreams. You should dream big because the world truly is your oyster. And that might feel crazy. That might sound crazy, but so many people in this world that were born with nothing have less education than you, have less abilities than you, whether if it's physically, mentally, emotionally, and they are doing amazing things. You are not born and it's like, okay, this person's going to cure cancer. This person's going to be a billionaire by 20. You just need to continue to keep showing up for yourself and know that no matter what, everything is going to work out. Even if it's not how you expected it to work out when you created your life plan at 10 years old, okay? Everything is going to work out. Give yourself grace. And if you can allow yourself to feel loved and enough on your low days, I promise you it is going to make your next low day better, even if it's by 1%, okay? You're not alone. You're never alone. And if you can learn to be a sounding board for yourself, everything is going to get a hell of a lot easier, okay? This is my little pep talk to you guys. Let me know if you liked this. This was kind of just like what was on my mind in my little walk. And yeah, I love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. If you want to follow along on TikTok or Instagram, my personal is at NatalieXPalik or at It's Nap Time Podcast. Please give the podcast a follow on Apple, Spotify. Leave a 5-star rating and review if you haven't already. And if you want to subscribe, I'm trying to get the subscriber count up so you guys would be forever in my heart as you already are. But I love you guys. I hope you have a great day. You are still loved, wanted, needed, full of purpose, and you are that bitch. Been that bitch, still that bitch. Not me stumbling over my words. Okay. I love you. Bye.